Friday, a couple of minutes after 5 p.m., back in the swing of things. It's weekend time. Time to chill out. Time for some cool music. Time for American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD. I'm Tom Ryan, your host for the next hour, if you'll be with us. My lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan, of course, supporting me. Thank God for that. Keeping me on track. As she has been for about the past 20 years now here at WHPC. On Fridays, we call the show How Music Changed, as we take a specific topic and we go deep, man. We go really deep with this stuff, trying to find out, you know, basically convey as much as we can on a specific topic that we consider to be very, you know, crucial to the history of music. And I do mean the history of music and how music changed. We started with Edison at the turn of the at the very start of the 20th century, and we're working our way through time, bouncing from the Wayback Machine to the somewhat contemporary time, and that's where we are now in the somewhat contemporary period, which means we're discussing Jimi Hendrix in this series. This is part 15, so we've already done 14 hours on Jimi Hendrix, and we are now covering three shows in a row on his live performances at Winterland. That's a lot. I will admit that three one-hour shows for one stretch of performances would be a lot by any other standard. But we're talking about Jimi Hendrix here, who I think I can say, without sounding like I'm exaggerating at all, is probably the most significant live performer of this era of his time, and maybe of most other times after that. I mean, and Jimmy's best performances usually occurred when he was playing live. So there's so much that there is to hear from what he had been doing live. And the performance at Winterland is catching him right at his peak, because it's almost at exactly at the time when he was preparing his third album, his last album with The Experience, which is where we will be going next week, Electric Ladyland. So today's show touches on a variety of songs that we did not cover for days one and two on our previous shows that we did last week and the week before that. And we're doing that in order to present a full variety of material for Jimmy's series of live shows. So we've done 3 hours, but I'm not being redundant with the songs. So after we do the shows, I think about seven, that's going to basically be from the Winterland show. And with the extra time that we have, I'm going to add a few studio recordings that he made that same week while he was in Hollywood. And then after that, we'll return next week and we're going to cover Electric Ladyland. So let's dive in. This is from day three at Winterland, which was October 12th, 1968. We're going to start, like, these are songs that I did not cover on days one or two. And we'll start with the track Fire.
On bass, Mr. Noel Redding. On drums, Mr. Mitch Mitchell. On vocals and guitar, Mr. Jimi Hendrix, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Mm-hmm. right here, I'm gonna tell you something first of all. Yeah. You don't care for me, I don't care about that. You got a new boo, I like to love that. I have only one itch in his eye. Let me stand next to your boo. Let me stand, baby. Listen here, baby. I stop acting so damn crazy.
You say your mom ain't home, but ain't my concern. Don't play with me, and you won't get burned. I have only one itch in his eye.
Let me stand to your.
Let me stand, baby.
The opening track from the first show on October. He was working his brains out. I mean, it's 3 days, but he was doing two shows a day. So, I mean, that's like six shows in 3 days. I mean, that's a lot. That can take a lot out of you. Not very many people can do that with that sort of redundancy. Two in a day for 3 days in a row. Well, later on in that, this next track is from the second show, which I guess was the evening show. But on that same day, here's Hendrix performing Manic Depression.
Good.
just amazes me. I mean, I just get so excited when I hear this, because when you think of it, this is 1968. There was nobody else doing anything that was this exciting and energetic. It was absolutely like light years ahead of everything else that was happening. And Hendrix isn't the only one who's on fire. His band is just absolutely incredible at this point in time. They're really a well-oiled machine. It's a real drag that they didn't stay together too much longer after this, because I'm just hearing like something that sounds absolutely stupendous. And the three-piece band with that much going on, amazing. Let's play a couple of tracks back-to-back just to get a feel for what else is going on. Play one of Hendrix's more gentle songs, Little Wing, and we'll let that segue into Spanish Castle Magic, all from that same night on October 12th, 1968.
We'll be right back. but you need to get that's if we travel by my dragonfly. No, it's not in Spain, but all the same, you know it's a groovy name, and the wind's just right. Hey! Clouds are really low, and they overflow cotton candy and battleground, red and brown. But it's all in your mind, baby. Don't waste your time thinking about bad things. Just float your little mind around. Something like a. We'll be right back.
there you have it. Except I've got a bunch more for you. I can play three more from that night before we get into some of studio recordings of him basically trying to come up with a few ideas, which is always fun to hear the stuff that didn't get released, especially since his career was so short to go deep. But I've got three more tracks from that date, October 12th, at Winterland. And these are three of his classic tunes. We'll just play them all back to back. It's funny that I didn't touch on any of these when we covered October 10th or 11th. So let's hear Hey Joe, Wild Thing, and Foxy Lady back to back. I mean, it's always fun to let the music play. You don't need to hear me talking about the songs. We know what we're doing. And we'll talk to you after that. I hope you enjoy this. You listen to American Net Radio on WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City.
Talk to me one more time. You move me.
Thank you very much. Sorry for the hang up.
Good evening once again. Must remind you that this is 2 years ago. Us lot got on a stage once in Paris and we knew 3 songs and we'd known each other for 4 days. So this is our second year. And we're still standing up, I don't know how. And we do 3 numbers.
Oh, what? Oh, look at that. Oh, wow.
I'd like to thank Bill Graham and like everyone here that's been with us from the start, you know, for helping us get it together, you know. We really appreciate it.
Once again, the very, very incredible Jimi Hendrix experience.
We'll be right back. City.
The live portion of our show today, Jimi Hendrix, live at the Winterland for 3 days, three shows that we had him covered there. We heard the intros for two of the shows today because there were two shows that took place on October 12th, and we heard both opening tracks, just to clarify that. Now, just a week after that, he ended up in Los Angeles. In the studio, Jimmy constantly was going into the studio and fooling around and coming up with different ideas, walking in with bands, playing with different people. I don't even know who's on these sessions. This is stuff that would come up later on a bunch of different releases. And some of them, you know, more or less difficult stuff to find. I found them difficult to find anyway. But these tracks, and you'll notice there's like piano and stuff in the background. I can't tell you too much about it, but I just found them very interesting for what they are. They are not studio recordings. They weren't released on albums. The first track was recorded on October 12th. Actually, both of these tracks took place in a studio called TTG Studios in Hollywood on October 20th. The first track is called Messenger. And the second track doesn't even have a title. It's just an untitled basic track. Playing back to back for you.
we're gonna have to keep that one. We're just gonna have to keep that one. Come on in here. Well, I'll tell you what, let's try this one more time.
Doesn't even have a name. Doesn't have to have a name to be great, though. All right, I got two tracks I want to play. Not enough time for them both. We'll do as best that we possibly can. First track up is a song called Hear My Freedom. It's a studio jam, probably with Buddy Miles and Lee Michaels on an organ. And we'll be able to play that in its entirety. And then we'll play as much of the next track called Calling All the Devil's Children as we can fit. Thanks, folks. See you next week with Electric Ladyland. See you then.
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by The Irish Poet, a restaurant and bar located at 1891 Wanto Avenue in Wanto. Our motto is, you come as a stranger but leave as a friend. Hi, I'm Mike McNeff. I'm one of the owners of The Irish Poet. Our menu includes appetizers, burgers, tacos, and Irish favorites like fish and chips, shepherd's pie, and Irish spring rolls. We also provide a kids menu. Our banquet room can cater for events up to 70 people. Or you can catch all the games in one of our 20 TVs. More information is available at 516-588-1891 or on our website, theirishpoetny.com.
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by the Enza Brandy Law Firm, a full-service law firm that works with litigation, personal injury, real estate, trusts, and estates. The Enza Brandy Law Firm is now located at 310 West Hills Road in Huntington Station. If you're looking to buy or sell your home or seek compensation for injuries, you may get more information about the Enza Brandy Law Firm at 631-757-7471 or online at enzabrandylaw.com. That's ENZABRANDI law.com.
Thanks again. See you next week. Bye-bye.
What an electrifying episode of American Hit Radio.
Electrifying? It was straight up fly to the max.
I'm just so sad that it's over.
Aww. Don't be sad, because this show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by AmericanHitNetwork.com.
What the heck is AmericanHitNetwork.com?
On AmericanHitNetwork.com, you can listen to archived shows of American Hit Radio, check out playlists, interviews, album reviews, and learn how music shaped the world.
Okay, that actually does sound fly to the max.
Don't steal my catchphrase.